Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another night. This is Trick Track with Set Track. I am Set Track Karabedian. Hopefully, everybody's having a good day, good week so far. It's Thursday, one more day to go for the weekend. Vgverčana, hankisti oroguka. Yetega it pisipaner. Shader gashkadinter weekend nerun. Shader spagazen yerehanere. Achtsach, badanegan, hometmen, football, basketball, yevailen. But it's all good, folks. It's all good. Այս գիշեր, ինչ որ չի գրցանք, անցաշապատ կորձատրել, եւ այդալ Birthright Armenia-ի հետ մեր զրույցը պիտի դերի ունենա. Շատ գներեք, բայց մեջտեղ էլ անցաշապատ, որ էլեկտրակայությունը կդրված էր Հայաստան, եւ չէինք կնարգավել, այդեր, ինչպես որ հայտար արեցի արդեն. Ուրեմն, պիտի սկսենք մի քանի երկեր ընտրենք և անմիջապես պիտի գաբ հաստատենք Հայաստանի հետ Birthright Armenia. Բարի վայելում ձեր բոլորին.
Manana, come in, Pavjernanus. Caro, so erkinder bush, push the volor in Sanus. Helling sarer a sasso, Urkajer gadius sasso. Helling sarer a sasso, Urkajer gadius sasso. Ayreni, karo kokain tari, mushumanek tortari, nani nani ay gledišta on laveli, suprem parasta forovac kalvi gini šadeli. Oči uzi gledišta on, gledišta on laveli, suprem parasta forovac kalvi gini šadeli.
Սիրելիներ, ինչպես որ ասած էինք, պիտի գաբվինք Birthright Armenia, Հայաստան, ուրեմն քիզի վրա ունինք Սևան Կավակյանը, որ պիտի խոսի մեզի Birthright Armenia-ի մասին։ Բարի լույս, Սևան։
Paulus Montreal, Paulus Canada, Paulus Ashkar.
Sevan nach Schatzroa Galem, wo Artur Menazir gam Artensar Arduganuchen, Joselu Amar, wo Zbesi Zanotanang, Birthright Armenian, Inche, Inchbesses Gesadze.
Schat Asank Bachelor Amar Artenal Schatlavi.
Լավ, Սևան, մեզի եթե գրնաս բացադրել, ինչ է Birthright Armenian, ով կդավ, կամ ինչպես ստեղծվեցավ Birthright Armenian?
Մերսիս հետո, ուրեմն Birthright-ը սկսավ 2004 թվականին, այսինքն առաջին սպիրգահայ գամավորները Հայաստան եկան մեր ծրագրով 2004-ին, ծրագիրը սկսած էր ադգեն 1 տարի առաջ, և ծեղումը պաշտոնավես թուրերը բացավ իր գամավորներուն 2004-ին, հիմնական մղիչ ուժը և հիմնաթիրը Էդի Հովնանյանն է, որ միացյալ նահանգներ բնակող հայ անհատմնն է, և իր անձնական միջոցներով, չանքերով, ջիքերով, առավել հիմնաթիր հանձնախումբի ջիքերով այս գաղափարը մեջտեղ եկավ. Եվ եթե գնանք միշնը, առակելությունը ամպոպել մեկ նախատասության մեջ, հայ երասարության, աշխարասպյուր հայ երասարության, արիտալ Հայաստան կալու երկարաժամկետ ձանոթանալու, հասկանալու և հանրետ կապելու համար.
Շատ աղեք. Եվ ուրեմն բեսիքլի ամեն ֆանդինգը անդեղեն գուկա կամ ուրիշ ծևերով գուկա ֆանդինգը?
Հիմա արդեն 2012 թվականին արդեն մեր funding base-ը շատ diversify եղած է, և այսինքն բնական օրեն գազմագերբությունը գուզենք տնել շատ ավելի line հիմքերու վրա, որ դառնա ուղղակի ժողովրդին գազմագերբությունը, այսինքն sponsorship-ները կան յուրաքանչյուր հայ անհատի կրբանի, այսինքն մեր donor base-ը արդեն շատ ընդլայնած է, և որքան մարդիկ տեսնեն արդյունքը ծրագրին, գամավորներու փորձարությունները, այնքան ավելի այդ ֆանդինգի բեյսը գզարկանա, սպորտերներու բեյսը գավելնա։
Եվ ով գրնա, ասենք, մասնակցիլ Birthright Armenia-ի, ինչպես է պրոսեսը, ինչպես է?
Շատ լավ, Birthright Armenia-ին գրնա մասնակցիլ յուրաքանչյուր հայ երիտասարդ կստանեն 32 տարեկան, դարին 12 ամիս, նույնիսկ ասենք երբեմն դարին 13 ամիս, և որվե երգրե, թուրերը բաց են յուրաքանչյուր անձի, որ պատրաստ է 2 ամիս են մինչև 1 տարի Հայաստան կալ, այսինքն երկարաժամկետ Հայաստան կալ, ոչ թե մեկ շաբաթ, երկու շաբաթ զուտ տուրիզմի համար, ավելի երկարաժամկետ, նվազագույն 2 ամիս են մինչև 1 տարի Հայաստան կալ, և կրավիչը մեր ծրագրին այն է, որ այդ երասարդի ճանապարհը ծախսեն մինչև գեցության ծախսը մեր հյուրընկալներում մոտ, մեր host family-ներում մոտ, մինչև մեր սերվիսները համարի ամեն բան անվճար է, Territorial travel reimbursement-ը, այսինքն յուրահատկությունը այս ծրագրին այդ է, որ ոչ թե որ մենք չենք կանցեր participation fees, we don't charge participation fees, on the contrary, we're paying for the airfare, we're paying for their lodging costs with our network of host families, if they decide to stay with our host families, our language classes, our lecture series, they're all free of charge for our participants, and we have a subsidized excursion series over the weekends. Iskabis shot US Yurahaduk Zarakire, Michem Vets Arish Yera Satner Ashkari Kasanik Tarbe Yagnere, Mer Zarakri Masnak Zeren, including a volunteer that we had, you know, joining us from New Zealand a couple months ago.
Yeah, Gedesnam Shadankam posting Nere for Facebook Iveragatanek. Գգարտամ եւ հետաքրքրական է, աշխարհի իսկապես 4 կողմերեն երիտասարդներ են, որ գուքան եւ աշխատին, եւ այս երիտասարդները ասենք գրնան սկիզբ են զադել, ինչ պիտի դնեն, կամ birthright Armenian e vorga voroshe. Could somebody decide, like, I want to go to Armenia, I want to do this. For example, I want to teach.
The flexibility of the program is really, again, one of its main attractions. You know, we have, you know, young volunteers from different sectors, from different educational backgrounds. Some of our participants come here already with some work experience under their belt. And all the internships are arranged according to their wishes, according to Armenia's capacities. We have partner organizations which have you know, a variety of options for placing volunteers at different job sites, from speech therapists to teachers to architects to people in the medical field, nurses, and social workers, websites, designers, graphic designers. We've had people with very, very diverse backgrounds internationally come and employ their skills, their good intentions in this country's reality.
Okay, and, but Sevan,
it's all about the flexibility.
Now that you're saying, where are they actually doing this work? For example, are they working for the government or for companies, or what is it like? Gjish dere ure vor as martik irents ekspertizere korzi gtnen.
Ayo. Himnaganoren NGOs, mostly NGOs. We also have companies. We have government-related organizations. It's a very wide cross-section, but most of them are NGOs and or small businesses. But if someone says, you know, I want to work in a large corporate setting and I'm in the IT field, you know, someone can work at a large corporation, let's say like Vivacell, mobile phone company. So obviously Armenia is a small country. Its offers cannot be as diverse as what you can find in a very large and highly developed country. But Armenia's offers of volunteerism and professional internships today are much, much more diverse than they were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and I can't even compare it to 20 years ago when the state just, when the country just became independent. And this trend will continue. There are more and more organizations, companies coming online, asking for volunteers, and you know we see a lot of volunteers with very specific needs, and our partner organizations, you know, do their best to match individuals and their skill sets to organizations that can really utilize them. So it's a positive trend.
Okay, and what is your position within Birthright?
I'm the country director, so our operations are obviously in Armenia, and we have an office close to Republic Square, close to the Harabarak, and I'm the country director, and I work with a group of colleagues. We're a small staff, but it's a staff that feels like a, you know, support base, a support network, and one of the biggest attractions also is that people feel comfortable coming over here and knowing that on the ground there's an organization that will take care of all their needs, from all the pre-planning to all the in-country support, in-country services, and then, you know, post-departure support and networking. So it's a one-stop shop. No one has to worry about getting lost, not knowing what to do, who to pick me up from the airport, how does this work, I don't know the city, I don't know the language. We have about half of our participants, just under half of our participants, either don't know Armenian or know Armenian at a very basic level. So even that is not a problem. Language is not an issue. Again, it's an office that provides full comfort and confidence that they won't be lost, and you know, and that that have an amazing experience. And Lena, who's on the line with us, can share much more about her customer level experiences, her as a participant.
Yeah, we're gonna take a short break. When we come back, we're gonna talk to Lena. But before we go, what was the age limit again? You said
minimum age 20, maximum age 32.
Aba, I think yes. Megorov bakhtusiya diga. Yeres un yerek yega. I think I don't have a chance, man. Hima as nagarakrat panerad khentan ali ken garnam kalm genal on. Yergu yerek tariya garnam genal. Okay, amara. Love. Սիրելիներ, բզիկ դատարմը պիտի առնենք եւ վերադառնանք, պիտի խոսենք Լենային հետ, որ Տորոնտո բնակ է եւ այժմ Հայաստան է։ Կվերադառնանք բզիկ դատարմը։
Մի դրախտ ես դյութական Հազարավոր քաջեր գրկած Ամրոց ես վեհաղթական Սուստու պաստար քո գագատին Թող միշտ արևը շողա Որդյուն ես ու դժվար պահին Հույսի շողը շող շողա Սուստու պաստար քո գագատին Թող միշտ արևը շողա Որդյուն ես ու դժվար պահին Հույսի շողը շող շողա Հաջերին քո մայրն է սնել, որ դույս բերին հայացին։ Պարտական ենք նրան, ովիր, կյանքը զոհեց կես յունիք։ Մատաղ նրան, ով ան համար, արյուն թապես մեզ համար։ Պարտական ենք նրան, ովիր, կյանքը զոհեց կես յունիք։ Մատաղ նրան, ով ան համար, արյուն թապես մեզ համար։ Զանգեզուրի սեքսար են են ան համար, դրախ
Հարցյալ գշարնակենք մեր զրույցը, այս անգամին բիդի խոսինք վոլոնտերի մի հետ, որ Տորոնտոյեն է, անունը Լենա Թաշճյան, բարգուն Լենա, հայ Լենա, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, how are you?
Good, how is the weather treating you, huh? Makes you feel like back you're back in Toronto, no?
Exactly, the snow making me feel right at home.
Good, Lena. What prompted you to go to Armenia?
For me, being an Armenian and of course going to Armenian school,
school. I've always learned about Armenia, and finally the day came when I realized I actually wanted to see the country for myself. And the time was perfect because I had just finished school, and I had heard about Birthright Armenia through a friend, and I read about the program, and I figured it was the best time to come because I actually felt like I could come and not have to return back right away. So I had a couple of months. And yeah, I just wanted to actually see Armenia for myself.
Okay, and when you went there, it wasn't for the summer, right?
No, I actually came at the end of summer. So I arrived in Armenia August 25th. And I was going to stay for a couple of months, so I would have been here until November 22nd.
But you're still there, and it's 2012 now.
I'm still here, and I still don't know when I'm going to return. So I ended up coming, and after the first month, I knew that 2 months for me was not going to be enough time to do everything that I wanted to do. So I just actually did not get on my flight, and I'm still here.
Really? You actually didn't board the plane?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what is it exactly that you do in Armenia?
Right now I'm a volunteer with an organization called Green Lane Agricultural Assistance NGO. And basically it's a group that establishes and supports farmer co-ops throughout Armenia. And we work on lots of different projects, and we're actually working with Birthright Armenia and Armenia Volunteer Corps as well for some of them. And I think by the first month in, I realized that there was so much to do with it. And they're so welcoming that I was working on so many projects, and we actually ended up winning a grant together in November, and the project is starting in March, so I definitely still wanted to be here to see the project come to fruition. So I'm working with Green Lane, and yeah, I just wanted to be here for all the projects that I'm actually still working on.
Wow. Okay. For somebody that has never done something like this, can you guide us through or tell us your story? You boarded the plane, you landed in Armenia, did you know anybody?
I didn't actually know anyone in Armenia. No, so for me, I was a little bit nervous coming to Armenia, but I came, and the first thing I did was, of course, come to the host family that Birthright Armenia organizes for us. And it was, I think, 5 a.m. in the morning, but my host sister, Nelly, was already up. And I mean, in the first 10 minutes, I already felt so welcome. She stayed up with me. We talked. We had breakfast together. And I asked her, like, I think 500 questions at 5 a.m., and she answered every single one for me. And that day, she had to go to work, but she kept, you know, she gave me her phone number, and she told me if I had any questions to call her. And, I just got to know my host family for the first day, and I already felt very welcome and, I don't know, a lot safer, I guess. And by the next week, I had my orientation, and I got to know the Birthright staff. And I started my work the next week, and I can honestly say my workplace is like a second family for me right now. So I think by the first week, I already felt very welcome in Armenia.
Okay, and how is your average day? Like, you wake up, you go to work, let's say. We're going to call it work at this time, and what do you do?
So yeah, we work Mondays to Fridays, so I go into my workplace, and as I said, we work on many different projects, so every single day is something different. So sometimes we work on, let's say, organic deliveries for the week, and other times I'll actually travel to villages with my work, and we'll work with, like, directly with the farmers, and I'll get to meet the co-ops that we're working with, basically. And depending on what day it is, there's something happening at Birthright, let's say. So Tuesdays and Thursdays I have Eastern Armenian language classes, and either Wednesdays or Fridays we have forums or havaks. So, and then every Saturday we have excursions. So we get to travel outside of Yerevan and see the rest of the country. So every single day is different. And of course, with the volunteers here, you get to know them. And with my host family, we go out together. They take me to different places. So every single day is different for me.
Okay. So I would imagine you said there are other volunteers. How many more are they?
Right now, I would say there's about 7, but I looked at the upcoming list, and a lot are coming.
Okay, and they're all with Birthright?
All of them are with Birthright, yep, and ADC, Armenia Volunteer Corps.
Okay, and did you know these people, or you met them there?
I didn't know anyone, and I've met them all here, and there's been a couple of volunteers from Canada, which has been really nice as well. We've gotten to know each other very well, and I would consider them all very good friends, and we already are making plans that when we go back home, we're going to have reunions and visit each other, but I didn't know anyone coming here, I know.
Okay. Did you see Sevag and Rupen while they were there?
I didn't see Sevag, but I saw Rupen, yeah.
Oh, you know them from Toronto then? Okay.
Yes, I know Dupin from Toronto. We went to the same school, actually.
Any difficulties?
The only difficulty I can really say, and I don't know how to describe it because everyone's different, but for me, at one point, it was just difficult to find a balance. Like, there's all the birthright activities, and of course, there's the host family that you want to be with all the time, and there's also the volunteers that you're meeting and becoming friends with. So at one point, I just found it difficult to maybe find a balance, like the days you want to stay with the volunteers, other days you want to stay with the host family, and there's the forums and the hubbub. So for me, it was just finding my own individual balance to make it still a great experience. And I just learned to maybe, instead of going out with volunteers, inviting them to my host family, and that way we can all be together. So for me, it was just literally striking a balance of activities. And I feel like right now I have a pretty good balance going on.
Okay, good. I asked this to many of the people that I've spoken to that have been to Armenia before. How was the reception of the people? Like when you go, let's say, to the villages, to the farmer, in the city, outside the city, what's their perception of you? Like, do they say, oh my god, Tursen Yegadze Bekchunink, or stuff like that?
No, no, it's exactly the opposite, especially outside. Like, when we're traveling to the villages, either with excursions or with work, it's, first of all, everyone is so curious about you, and they just want to know about you and where you're from, and they want to know your story. And even if you, like, I know volunteers who don't speak a word of Armenian, and I've seen them have complete conversations with villagers, and basically they're very curious where you're from. They want to know why you're here, and they're happy that you're here. And the second thing is inviting you to their house and telling you that if you're ever in that village again, you let them know, and they'll let you stay over, and they'll let you come to dinner. And they're just basically very welcoming and very curious, I would say.
Okay.
The reception.
Are you enjoying the food?
The food is something else. I'm even a vegetarian, and I'm finding everything here is amazing. It's delicious.
Oh, I think I forgot to ask you. Was this your first trip to Armenia?
Yep, it was my first trip.
Oh, wow. I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
What an experience. Okay. If you could tell us, do you have any funny moments?
Funny moments. I guess for me, just sometimes, because I grew up speaking Western Armenian, and sometimes now that I'm learning the Eastern, at my work basically, I'll try to, when I was first starting out and trying to just speak Eastern, basically the Western and Eastern were fighting in my head, and sometimes the sentences I would say were like a completely different language, because I'm just mixing them both together. So sometimes my work people would ask me a question in Armenian, I'd be all confident, and then I would say something like Kidumem, and they wouldn't know what I'm talking about, so I would just start mixing the languages and created my own version of Armenian.
Oh god, that's hilarious. Kidumem? Okay, and what would be so far your most memorable experience you've had, or a moment?
For me, the most memorable experiences, and one of the main reasons I actually wanted to stay, was traveling to Artsakh. We went in 2011 with Birthright, and that was when a lot of volunteers were here, and we were able to stay for 4 days. And for me, it was just, like, I can't even describe it, and I can't give it, justice by just putting it into words, but it was one of the best experiences of my life, and it was just, we had so much to do. We met with the soldiers, we met with families, and we stayed in a host family there as well, and we just visited so many different museums, and I can honestly say seeing Artsakh was the first indicator for me that I wanted to stay longer because I wanted to travel there again. And it was one of the most memorable experiences for sure in Armenia.
Wow. And the last question I have, would you recommend this to any of your friends?
I would definitely recommend it, and I've already encouraged 3 people to come this year. When I was actually considering coming to Armenia, it was my friend who recommended Birthright to me, and she said that she originally came to Armenia alone, and the second time she came with Birthright and told me that if I really want to see Armenia and do as much as possible, she actually encouraged me to come with Birthright. And considering the excursions, the language classes, the forums, the hubbubs, I honestly think even if you're just going to stay for 2 months, I don't think you could get a similar experience coming by yourself. So I would definitely recommend, first of all, coming to Armenia, seeing it for yourself, and second, of course, coming with an organization like Birthright. I just feel like you won't be able to get a similar experience coming alone.
Wow, well said. Well, I want to thank you. I don't know if you have anything to add, but it was plain and simple, people. Go visit Armenia. Go through Birthright. It's not just a visitation. You get to work. You get to meet people. And look at Lena's story. let that be, I don't know, her experiences, and you gain experience too. I know Sevan is on the line too. Sevan, do you have anything to add?
I think Lena put a nice bow tie on the whole package. It's you know, nothing can be added to what the participant says. We are here 24 hours a day, 12 months out of the year, always looking for the next you know, eager participant to come and just throw themselves at this adventure. It's it's something that 600 people have done so far from all over the world. And we're just getting better and better. We invite people to visit our website, birthrightarmenia.org, and also you can get a glimpse of some of the things that we do on our Facebook page. And we are here to answer your questions, to listen to your concerns. If there are any issues, through our website, you can, you know, contact us. We never let an email go unanswered. We never have a volunteer fall through the cracks. We are in Yerevan waiting for our meetings from all over the world to come join us and have their own memorable and personally meaningful experiences.
Well, I want to thank both of you. Really appreciate it. You guys got up really early in the morning. I know it's snowing in Armenia. You just said it too. And Sevan, please look into this aircraft industry, man, so I could come there and volunteer.
Seto, that's what I'm going to be working on when I go to the office in a couple of hours.
All right. Yeganze, we have a deal, man. Love. Party orsezi. Have a nice weekend, I should say, considering it's Friday morning there. And we'll keep in touch.
Shadlov, cheer party in Montreal, Canada. We'll all be in touch. Nice talking to you, Seto.
Same here. Good night. Bye bye.
Good night.
Love, Sirianiner. Ungetretzink, Kiev Lesetzink, Birthright Armenia, Te Inchtesak Kazmager Buchumene, Inchtesagi Korsk, Danin Hayastani Mech, Huisovem Vor, Polornit, Vor Yerdasart Nerunik, Kam Yerdasart. Անանցերը, որ երդասարդ են և մտի կնեին, լսեցիք տարիքը, go there, people. And you heard Lena's story. It's an amazing story. You gain experience, yet you do lots of benefits to your country. Now we're going to continue with some music, and the next song is called Im Anush Mairi.
Ishe tsenek sanaris mot art Жанна, не могу жить без тебя я. Если
Солнце начально, моя Джанна, посмотри ты, как страдаю я. Джанна, 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 моя Джанна, не могу жить без тебя я.
Окей. Асі уремен хасанк мер авардин айс кишерва амар. Барзавес ми кани хайдараручуннер унім. Кал шапат Track տեղի վիդեոչունենա, հիմա գսեմ ինչու, մի մորնակ կաժ վիկենդին վալենտայնձի բարանտես է գահանուկ, որոնք Մորեալի մեջ կամ լավալի մեջ կպնագին, Արարատ Ահարոնյան լիպանանեն և խորեն Մուրադյան Քեմբրիջեն, դեղերը ավովեցեք սիրելիներ, հերացայնելով 450-682-5231 հասմիգին բիլեմջանին էտ խոսելով, իսկ կալ վիկենդ Կարնիկ Սարկիսյանը Օրենջ Քաունթիի մեջ Փետրվարյան Աբուստամբուճյան տոնագադարությունն է Սեմ Խրախճանկը դոմսերը գրնակ թիմել 714-839-5858 հերացայնով հերացայնելով թիվին անալ հիշեցնեմ կալ շապատ տրիկտրակ ուտսետրակ բիչի լա որովհետև տրիկտրակ ուղոտանավի մեջ պիտեն լա, ինչպես ասկե առաջը սած էի, տերևը շադերը մորսակ, շադերը դա չեք գիդեր, կալ շապատորվա Կարնիկ Սարկիսյանի ծերնարգը, որ Օրենջ Քաունթի մեջ տեղի բիլունենա, ուրեմն բիդի սպրեմ տրիկտրակ.ca-ի վրա լայվ, լման ծերնարգը, հավանաբար ժամը 8-ին սկսի, Կալիֆոռնիա ժամը 8:00-ից սկսիպը, բզդիկ ինտերվյուներ բիդի գադարենք զանազան միություններ ու ներգայացիչներ ուն հետը և անշուշտ ետքը Խրախճանկը լիովին բիդի սպրենք տրիկտրակի վրա։ Ուրեմն գուսամ գդարածեք ձեր ընկերներուն մանավանդ անոնք, որոնք Կանադա գաբրին և բիդի չի գրնան մասնակցի լա ձեր նարգին, թող կոնե տրիկտրակով մտի գնեն։ Ուրեմն ադոր համար հիմա բիդի երկմնը վակենք Կարնիկ Սարկիսյանեն հայ հերոսների երգը և այդ երգով կիշեր պարի գսեմ ձեր բոլորին հաջող և պարի շաբաթավերջը մի մորնակ Բադանեգանի անոնք որոնք զավակներ ունին Բադանեգանի շաբաթ այո Բադանեգան գա և մոդորեն բավական լուրեր գլսեք հայաստանացության մասին ուրեմն ցտեսություն ձեր բոլորին
Мальценови, бесестаю, радица. Мальценови, бесестаю, радица. Моя стара, лови мене, серди скорбица. Сердись,
Ростовий.